Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And there's a lot to get back to, history in the making as we speak. Well, it's no surprise the Republicans, led by Moscow Mitch, want to delay the impeachment trial. They want to delay the impeachment trial till the middle of February. Now, why do they want to do that? Why do they want to delay the impeachment trial to the middle of February? There's a lot of different reasons. One is, it's axiomatic in the law, especially criminal law, and even though a conviction in the Senate is not a criminal conviction, it's a solemn conviction that throws him out of the presidency, and he's already out this time, but it sets up a vote by a simple majority that he could be barred from running again, and they know that. They know that. And they want to delay it. It's axiomatic in criminal law that any delay benefits the defense. Any delay benefits the defense. That is something that is drilled into lawyers in law school. Any delay, and the prosecutors know it too, and they propose it. Any delay benefits the defense. Why is that? Well, for one thing, the more you delay it, memories recede. Sometimes, and this is in the average case, not now. It's all on television. It's very recent, but witnesses move away. They're hard to find. Sometimes they pass away. And the thing that really is the issue here, much more so than the normal criminal case, is that you start letting the air out of the balloon, the sense of urgency, the sense of outrage at what happened. And the more they can say, well, he's just a private citizen playing golf in Florida. What the heck? If you delayed it till July, there'd be no public appetite for it at all. Delaying it till the middle of February is a sneaky tactic. They say it's because he can't put together a defense team. Oh, really? How many lawyers do you think this guy's had over the years? How many lawyers do you think he's had? How many lawyers do you think he has stiffed and hasn't paid? And that's why a lot of them won't work for him. And how many lawyers has he not cooperated with, but how many has he had? There's a lot of lawyers around there. There are a lot of lawyers, and very good lawyers, who would give their right arm to be on the television stage for a week, whatever the cause. In this case, defending the president in an impeachment conviction trial. And even if they lose, they win, because Moscow Mitch and the rest of them blocked the 10 votes, the 17 votes, really. The 17 Republican votes that are needed. And right now it's beginning to look like we're not going to have them. We might not have them. So the lawyer who represented him could look like a superhero. Well, he beat it. Well, it was politics that beat it. You were a cipher. Oh, no, he has to find somebody. He has a phone book. Oh, no, we don't use phone books anymore. Okay. Well, he's going online. He's looking for, come on, for the love of Pete. He snuck in a bunch of trolls at the end as general counsels for various agencies. Biden's canned them. They would all love to do it. There's a lot of them would love to do it. It has nothing to do with that he can't come up with a lawyer. He's been on notice for a while. He wasn't impeached yesterday. He knows he's been impeached. Where has he been trying to find a lawyer? I'll tell you what, there's plenty of guys are in jail and they get one call. One call, that's all. And in Milwaukee and around the state, I'm not talking about personal injury. I'm talking about you're in jail. You get one call. You call a lawyer. Okay, pretend you're in jail. Call a lawyer. There's a lot of lawyers he can call. So that's a lot of baloney. They're doing it for a couple of reasons. The main reason, or one of the two main reasons, is let's let the air out of the balloon. Let's let tempers calm down. Yes, a police officer was beaten to death. Others were beaten and dragged into the mob. Four were hit over the head with pipes. They were hit over the head with pipes. Yes, a woman protester was shot because she was about to break in and murder some congressmen. This is bad. I mean, these people, it's like it never happened. Yeah, this is bad, but, you know, it'll keep. And remember something. The minute they get to the middle of February, they want the middle of March. They'll go, well, yeah, he finally found a lawyer, but he found him yesterday. And the guy has a lot to read and look at. Oh, really? Yeah, what he has is a couple of hours of video to look at, seeing people beating each other, and then of Trump's speech saying, if you're weak, you're never going to win. March on the Capitol, I'll be with you. And then Rudy Giuliani's speech saying trial by combat, and Don Jr.'s speech saying there's only one way to do this, and we'll have some fun. Let's get up there. That's not going to take a long time. And the guy has almost certainly seen this video before. And anybody in his right mind could put together a written defense, the notes for the oral argument in an afternoon. So that's a lot of baloney. Okay, so why are they so hot about delaying? Okay, I get it, Matt. It's somebody, they want to do it because let the air out of the balloon. There's a much sneakier ulterior motive. They are going to move to dismiss it. They'll lie in the weeds. They'll say, let's do it in the middle of February. You let them go to the middle of February, and they'll say, okay, we want to dismiss it before the trial. And you go, well, you said you wanted it delayed to the middle of February for the trial. Now you want to dismiss it. Oh, yeah, this just occurred to us. Baloney. They want to dismiss it, and that's all they want to do. And here's their argument, and here, if you know history, is the response. The argument is, well, he's not in the Senate, in the presidency anymore. He's in Florida. You can't remove him. He's already been removed. So you shouldn't convict him, and therefore we shouldn't have this trial. And here's the response, if you know history. In 1876, there was a really bad Secretary of War named William Belknap. That was his name, and he's bad news. The House impeached him, and he was quite a sneaky little Belknap. He was very similar to Moscow Mitch and people like that, and he figured, I have a great idea. If I just quit now, they can't remove me because I quit. That sounds right. So he quit, and guess what? El Rongo, the Senate went in and convicted him anyway, and the courts upheld that. William Belknap, so you cannot say that there's no precedent for Trump to be convicted. And very unabashedly, there can then be a vote, and only then be a vote, if he is convicted, to bar him from running from office again. It's toxic. It's like barring QAnon from ever sneaking in to office. It's absolutely essential to do. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday to you. What a great week. Biden is president. Has a chance to go down as one of the greatest president ever, which is amazing. This day we got rid of the worst governor in my lifetime, and I'm glad Tony is the governor. But he needs to be a little bit stronger, because all the Republicans understand is strength, power. And you can't knuckle under to these people, because they think it shows weakness. The same thing goes for Schumer. If he lets this Moscow Mitch, which you like to call him, run things, that will be a sign of weakness, heaven forbid. And it could screw our wonderful President Biden with all of this beautiful agenda. I mean, his agenda is awesome. It's going to help people in cities, rural, everywhere, across the board. So Schumer has to just tell Mitch no, because this, what Trump did is the most serious offense I've ever seen in my lifetime. I keep going back in my lifetime. I've seen a lot of first here lately. And that's my thoughts for today. And then also, Ron Johnson, just go away. You're an embarrassment. And I'll leave you with this, man. Is he worse than McCarthy? Thanks. Have a great Friday. Bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Wisco Paul. Leadoff batter, Wisco Paul, making some excellent points as always. Let me address that in order. I agree with you that they only respect strength. Now, there were times when there, it was possible to work with them in good faith. In the 1960s, the Republican leader in the Senate was Everett Dirksen, and he was a conservative and so on. But at the end of a day, he and the majority leader would go and have a bourbon, and they'd talk, and they were courteous, and he would propose some things, and he wouldn't get some, and he'd get others. And it even came to the point where if you were in the minority party, you would go to the majority leader and you'd say, look, we're going to say a lot of things, but I want to give you the two things I need. Okay. I don't want to filibuster. I need these two things. The majority leader and they would go on and lambasting. And then at the end of the day, they would give them those two things. And we got through, we had a prosperous economy. The Vietnam War was a terrible mistake, sort of like the Iraq War on steroids, although the Iraq War is beginning to have much more consequence than anybody could have thought. But those two wars really weakened the United States. But that wasn't the fault of partisanship. Now, you're absolutely right. You know, here in this state, we got rid of Scott Walker, and he was destroying the state. Everything from the university to clean water to everything, to our democracy itself. Remember, there was that fake call to him from a guy that, you know, talked about using violence and, you know, rough him up a little bit. And, you know, Walker, you know, well, you know, we don't have to get to that now and all this. Bad news. Very, very bad news. And Moscow Mitch is the same. All of these people in the Senate are afraid of the Trumpites, the Trump QAnon right in their primaries, because in some of these states, they could put up a flat out nut. They could put up a guy in buckskins and a cowboy hat, put him on a horse and have him drive around the state, and the guy would beat any of them. Really, that's exactly what would happen. I'm not kidding. Shoot in the air every once in a while when he got closer to a town, you know, that kind of thing. And so they're afraid. They understand nothing but strength. I think Schumer is the guy to do it. But, you know, right now, Moscow Mitch has threatened to filibuster the organizing resolution of the Senate itself so it won't convene. Now, there's a way around that. I gave the way around that earlier in this show. And Schumer knows it, too. I think Schumer's tough and strong. Biden's tough and strong. You got to put the pedal to the metal with these guys. You got to lay it down. You got to give them some very serious word, very serious word. Give them a good tickling. Okay, we're coming on to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. And then we're going to get to Ron Johnson. A lot more back after the break.